is discussion action, guest preacher before each meeting. Whose idea was this? Who requested it?
I requested the board put this on the agenda. I think it's overreaching, or if we have a preacher come each meeting, I think on special occasions like Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it'd be nice to invite one of the local preachers here to offer a prayer before we, after, you know, the pledge and moment of silence, to open the meeting, and maybe a $50 donation to the church would be, that's my suggested amount. And as I said, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas would be the appropriate, and because I think we only have, what, about maybe 4 or 5 churches here?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
There's,
we got this new one coming up, you know, where...
Two, I think three, oh, and now 4, yeah. Right.
Who's going to get in touch with the church?
I'm sorry?
Who's going to get in touch
with... management, yeah.
The one concern I have about this, and this is nothing against you, is if you're requesting a pastor for a Easter or church or Christmas, those are kind of directing towards a certain religion, whereas we have to, my understanding, and I may be wrong, is that it has to be open to allow any religious leader to come in and offer a prayer, be it Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh, Christian, whatever. So, as much as I hate to say this, would we be treading on bad ground, or could we be treading badly by inviting for just Easter and Christmas and not Ramadan and not, you know, the Hanukkah? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that my first opinion is yes to it, but only, you know, but they can come if they want to, and they can offer up a prayer. That's my personal thought process. And I hate to be politically correct about it, but that's required of my position.
I concur with Rama. I don't, if we're opening it up for one, we'd have to open it up for all. I mean, if we want to make a donation to local churches, then that's one thing, but having them come for an opening prayer, I don't want it to be offensive to anybody in town and have them feel like they're secluded. I personally think that it should be separate from this government agency.
No, what I'm referring to is not us being doing it for a specific holiday. If a pastor or religious leader wants to come in and offer a prayer before the meeting, it doesn't matter what religious organization they are, they have that right under the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But for us to say we want Baptista Iglesia to come down and do Feliz Navidad, Christmas, versus now somebody of the Sikh faith or Muslim faith.
Absolutely, there's a Buddhist temple up in Iowa. I don't.
No, my point is we cannot specifically, if we're going to do it for Easter and Thanksgiving, then we would have to do it for Ramadan, which is in Islam, for Hanukkah,
whatever Passover, religions have.
But are we going to, you know? So now we're $50, $100, $150, $200. You know, I'm just putting it out there to think and make sure you're clear on what I'm saying.
That's your opinion. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. Going to the San Mario Pass Water Agency meetings, they do an invitation, mm-hmm. and the board president asked one of the board members to say a prayer after the
yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm still cold. And sometimes a pastor from the local church will come and they'll say the prayer. And the only reason I'm throwing that out is because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's...
I don't know, I'm just throwing something out there to think about.
Well, that's how they do it, so I don't know if that's, you know, what we can do.
Uh-huh. Who are they sending invitations out to?
No, it's...
An open invitation to...
Which
religious organizations in that area know of that?
All of them?
All of them, or is it all of the Christian churches?
It's all, because they can't discriminate.
No, but she's asking, are they informed all these different churches?
Yes, oh, sorry, it's an invitation, you know what I mean?
Invocation.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Invocation.
Meaning?
Prayer.
At the beginning of their meetings.
So what they're doing is they're blessing the meeting.
Yeah.
Like they do in Congress.
Uh-huh. Back in the Riverside County's Board of Supervisors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've been there a few times.
So it's really not, per se, any holidays or nothing.
It's just every meeting.
If we leave it open with no specific holiday, and if we choose to do it as a board, we can do it at every meeting and ask anybody if they want to offer up a prayer.
Yeah.
And we have, what, four in our town?
Or
even one of the board members can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or
Sarah could do
it. And if like, the Lutheran church, their pastor showed up to one of the meetings, and he did the prayer. So, I mean, if we have, you know, a pastor that showed up, we could actually ask them to do it.
If we had a pastor who was coming here to every meeting, John is our audience sometimes, okay? If we had a pastor, if we had, you know, Red Sun come in every meeting and he wanted to offer a prayer, that would be something. They're already not here. To me, it's a separation of religion and state. I don't think it has anything to do with the business that we're doing here, and I don't want to offend.
Okay, so
move on this or what?
This sounds pretty convoluted to me.
So there's no.
Okay, so what I need, we need to make either we've had discussion, we need an action, either a motion up or down, or we let it die.
How about if I move that Calvin ask some of the local preachers if they would like to participate. Is that a motion?
So that would be an open invitation to any pastor in the community that wishes to. Is that what you're saying?
With Calvin's discretion on when, like you said.
You can't
do that. That'd be religion.
The only comment from legal when Joe Ortiz was here, as long as it's non-denomination, then it's acceptable.
What?
We can't specify a denomination. It's an open invitation to any and all religious leaders to come and offer prayer up. I don't see an issue with that.
Okay, that's what I'll do that. A motion for open.
An open invitation to any religious leader who wishes to come and offer up a prayer before the meeting starts.
That's my motion. I don't know if that makes, if you got it, he makes sense. I don't.
There's no $50 donation attached to that, right?
No.
Because then you'd have churches jumping at that.
Yeah, you would.
Absolutely. Then absolutely they would show up at the church.
We'll just leave that out. That's not in the motion.
So just for clarification, a motion for an open invitation for any religious leader to offer a prayer before each meeting. There's no stipend offered for any of these prayers.
That's the motion.
And it's only for religious leaders, not members of the public, just in case somebody asks.
I'm ordained. I just want you guys to know I'm ordained.
What did I just say?
So anyhow, that's the motion.
Okay.
Is made, there anybody want to second that bad boy?
Made by Director Sanderson.
Okay, I'm gonna if I remember right, I can make a motion to amend his motion.
You can
Right.
amend the motion.
I would amend that to include that if somebody wishes to offer up a prayer, but we have the open invitation, but if somebody in the meeting wishes to offer up a prayer, they can do that also.
Yeah, Sarah.
You can't force people to participate in the prayer, though.
No. That's not what we're doing. We're following the rules of Congress.
That's my motion.
Well, Elizabeth, so once I make the amendment, it's no longer yours, it's mine.
I second his motion.
Okay.
Yes.
But what happens, for anybody that's not aware, so because the motion was amended, that motion is first discussed, and if it fails, then it goes back to the original motion that Mr. Sanderson made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. So is there any discussion about what the chairman said?
So, okay, so I have an amended motion made by Director Link that for an open invitation for any religious leader to offer a prayer before each meeting, or if any member of the public would like to offer a prayer, they may also do so. There's no stipend attached to this. The amended motion was made by Director Link, second by Director Sanderson. Correct?
Right? Can it not be any member of the public like to say kind words by saying prayer? You might be excluding people. I mean, you're walking into very
okay. Change the word to invocation.
I'm just gonna say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To what?
Invocation.
Okay. Just look it up.
Okay.
Then we table this until I.
It's all right because we're a discussion. The motion's been made. It's been seconded. Now we have discussion on the motion. So the invocation is
compliment.
A prayer, compliment, a blessing, a bestowment. I think it's more apropos for what you're after, for not offensive act of action. So now I guess I have to amend my motion with the amended wording?
Let me reread it and see if you agree. So I have amended motion for an open invitation for any religious leader or any member of the public, anyone that wishes to offer an invocation, they may do so. An invocation before each meeting, they may do so. There's no stipend attached.
Yes, ma'am.
Made by Director Link, second by Director Sanderson. All right, Director Wargo?
No.
Wait a minute. Why are you asking her first?
I'm sorry.
Because it's funny.
I saw.
She's on the.
Because her name is first?
It's funny.
She's to be whatchamacallit anyway. The clergy or the.
No, she's. Yeah.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
We already know Sarah said no. That'll work. Okay, here comes the definition of invocation.
Oh, yeah. The act of invoking or calling upon some agent or spirit for assistance. A prayer asking God for help, forgiveness, etc. as part of a religious service. An appeal for inspiration and guidance.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. I have 2 board packets from State Water saying it.
That's fine. I don't agree with that either.
That's fine. But don't worry about it because you know what?
You'll be the first.
It didn't say board members in there.
Oh, no. Do you know that I make it a point to go to a different church each week with my kids?
I'm glad.
I work Sundays.
There's churches on Sundays.
Okay, the next item was approval of the district's weapons policy.
Make the motion to approve.
I have questions on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the That's your objective, I mean, that's your goal, you're supposed to have questions.
Okay.
Is that old, that's old?
Who's gonna read it?
It's new business, the old business. No, it's kind of old.
Did you read through it, make a highlight?
I totally did, you know it.
Yeah, no, sorry, 18.
101.2. So if there's a sentence here, the employees who lawfully carry can comply with all terms, with all terms of their CCW licenses and adhere to all other relevant laws. Does that mean that anybody with a CCW can enter the building?
It says employees.
Don't work.
And where is that at?
Well, look at the next sentence, employees who lawfully carry shall keep their weapons secured during business hours unless there's reasonable apprehension of any harm.
But up here in the beginning of the sentence, that applies to guests as well, shall not carry firearms or other deadly weapons within the district. Those who feel they need that, then it goes into the, they can, peace officers and employees who have the CCW. So does that mean a member of the public who has a CCW can come in here?
No.
No, because it states employees who lawfully carry down the next sentence. Because they, those who feel they require personal protection shall discuss same with their supervisor or the GM. And for general manager will then review the condition and determine what action, if any, is appropriate. I would think, based on what is stated in the next paragraph, that the general manager's not, can't give permission to openly carry in the, it has to be secured. Any other, I know you have others. Okay?
I have no comments.
Questions or comments from the gallery?
This gallery's closed.
Okay, so I need a motion up or down?
I make the motion, we go ahead and adopt resolution number 01-2018.
I second that.
All right, roll call, Director Sanderson.
Aye.
Director Israel.
Aye.
Director Wardle.
No.
Director Davis.
Aye.
Director Link.
Aye. Next item up is approval of the SEIU side letter of 2015-2018 memorandum of understanding. My understanding, this is maybe an amendment you want made to their contract?
That's correct. As earlier during my management, manager's report, advised the board that we're in the process of recruiting. One of the reasons why, actually is 100% why we're recruiting again is because after spending $8,900 and having everybody certified, the youngest, or not the youngest, but the one with the less time with the district, upped and left after he got his certification to a higher paying job at $7 more an hour. So what I did was to prevent this district from being a training and certification center, you know, such as, you know, from personal experience, like police departments, you go to like banning police. It's up to like maybe 50 grand to train a cop. And after 18 months, he gets his post, off he goes to a higher paying and larger agency. So I want to prevent that. So with these new rates and also with a 4-10, I mean, 10-hour day, 4-day week, is no incentive for retaining employees, and I need the board's approval to accept, they're giving you the authority to accept this sign letter agreement.
Quick question on this. Are we making them sign a non-compete? Is that, that's different than...
You can't do that in a water district. That would be like if they're selling a business, or they can't open another business, no compete. But the law states that you cannot stop a person from gainful employment in their field. This is just stating that, you know, we spent money on you, we want a return of our investment. They're doing that where I work now, because if you go through what they call the B program, it's about $20,000 in schooling and time, not including the person's wages.
Yeah. So it's $50,000 for training, and that's not including the recruit or the person's salary to attend an academy, and the academy's like 6 months. And also, from the union, they accepted everything. The only thing some of the pushback was we're requiring you, once you receive your certificate, that's financed by, you know, training and the certification process financed by the district, that you remain employed here for 3 years. And her pushback was, if you leave before 3 years, or let's say 2 years, and you leave, we'll amortize that, and then you reimburse the district for the cost of the training. Right.
That's acceptable, because you got some money back out of them, so by time. Okay.
So what about any kind of emergency medical thing that they can't work no more? They still have to pay that back?
No. This is, they accept employment with somewhere else during that 3 year period.
In the same field.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. For you. Okay. Okay.
The fiscal impact on this, again, like I said before in the meeting, our goal was to have $1 million in reserve, and that was targeted at 2021. Well, this and some of the other unforeseen emergencies, it may push it to maybe 2023, 2024 before we get that $1 million in the reserve.
I need a motion up or down? Or more discussion?
I was going to move that we accept the SEIU side letter, the 2015-2018 memo of understanding. I move that we accept that.
All right, so I have a motion to accept the approve the SEIU side letter to the 2015-2018 Memorandum of Understanding, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item on the agenda is...
Go home.
It says public comments. I think that comment was go home.
See ya.
Future agenda items or anything you want on your agenda for next month?
Is it possible we could find out how much a folding machine is for
what?
Letters?
I second that motion.
We are paying from finance and audit, we are paying about $500 a month to fold.
What?
And I want to know if we can get, maybe just find out how much a folding machine is, that we could send these to them already folded.
We're paying to fold what?
The bill.
Yep.
$500.
We're printing the bills here?
Yeah. Yes, we print the bills, so they're just on letter format, and then we send them to Inland Presort, and they fold and stuff on the
board. Insert.
They insert, but the biggest cost of that was the folding. So for $500 a month, I just want to know how much is a folding, if it's $2,000, then.
Well, how about I just have
John do it.
John can do it.
$500 a month, fold and stuff.
It's not stuff.
It's not stuff, no, it's just the folding.
Is absolutely the most expensive.
They're charging 50 cents a bill to fold it?
I don't believe it's 500, I believe $500 is about the total amount.
No, it was, that was for the folding. Everything else was like 35, which made sense. Yeah, can we just figure out how much it is?
I'll give them a call, and we'll put it on the next agenda and find out what's going on.
Okay, well, you had two board members approve that, so it was, okay, anything else?
Wait a minute, is this for the board member comments? Yeah.
No, this is for future agenda items.
I just got some.
Okay. Management comments? Board member comments?
Yep.
3 minutes, five, four.
Just quietly. Who's out there, Maya?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to go home?
I've got some information that I was going to use for another reason, but I'm going to pass it out to the board members. I don't know, it's whatever you do with it is your business. But what it is poverty rates in Cabazon. And I've had discussions with other people in Cabazon. And this is for you. You might be able to take one, pass it out. In fact, I'd like Ellie to have one and Calvin to have one. Make sure everybody gets one. So I was going to discuss this related to another matter, but I think it's important. It blew me away. Sharon Johnson, the treasurer of Friends of the Library, gave this to me in December. And I've had discussions with other people. And some of these rates, 46% poverty, blah, blah, blah. Actually, in the lower Cabazon area, it's probably greater than that. It's over twice the state average. So suffice to say, it's just in perspective, and we all know, all of us have lived here long enough, we know a lot about the people in Cabazon. And so, you have one?
There's one, but I can read this one.
Well, you can have one. Anyhow, anybody not have one? You have one? Okay. John, you want one? It's for you. Anyhow, suffice to say, it was related to another issue, which I'm not going to bring up, and it has to do with billing, which we're all cognizant of it, and the struggles that people have, and some of the struggles we can't even deal with. But if we can deal with limiting the amount of resources the water district uses, then we limit the amount of expenditures, and we limit the amount of costs associated with those expenditures, and that's all I have to say.
Any other board comments?
Yes. Kids Cure is going to be doing an Easter egg hunt, and it's going to be March. Hold on, I gotta look.
Is it 31st?
No. The 25th of March. So, just letting everybody know that that's what we're going to be doing at the park on the 25th.
Where is it?
Right here at the park.
What time?
25th?
Yeah.
Daytime?
I believe it's going to be at 9.
Okay. Well, I'll find out.
I have one thing I want the office to do on something to think about. No, I'm not mad at you.
Good.
But I would like to look into the financial, how do I say this? What the financial ramifications would be, or if we were to, if a person is willing and because of like a water leak, that they're set up a payment plan for their water system or to make the payments to pay off. I'd like you to look into the cost of what it would, what the downside would be of not charging interest and penalties because they are, they've come in to make the payments. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's not a bad thing.
You know, we get, when you get delinquent accounts, that's one thing, but when a person has a broken water line and they, the bill gets, they can't afford to pay it all at once, but we allow them to make payments, I would like to, I would like you to give a, an idea, if possible, what the financial cost would be to the district to relieve the interest and penalty for the term of the payments. Does that make sense? Is it, are you okay with that, Mrs. Israel?
That's fine.
Okay.
Good idea. I think if somebody's making payments, they should be paying, making penalty payments and
interest payments. The penalty was $36 and the interest was $5.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not...
The interest, fine. The penalty for making payments on a past due, they're trying to make it right. So I would like to does that...
Oh, yeah. That's kind of intuitive.
I would actually like...
Really
I would like payments. To see a resolution to that.
Yeah.
The interest and penalty charges...
They would still pay the interest, but no penalty on... when they're making payments.
So the reason, just so the board's aware, if they're not aware of the history, the interest and penalty charges are from an ordinance. You the board can change it, but it's
right.
Not something that we just pulled out of our hat.
Okay.
It
no,
is
I
something.
Understand and know.
That's
I,
why he's asking.
We're evolving.
Sort of.
So, see, I listen. Well, look at that giddy, look at that giddy little...
I was just thinking what kind of churches I can call for next
month. Oh,
God. I'll wind up. I think that was a monster.
Is there created. A second to Director Link's agenda?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think that's it.
And we got future board meet items, next board meeting dates.
Oh, sorry.
Finance and I'll do it for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're the vice president.
Like
Finance and auditing workshop Tuesday, March 20th at 5 p.m. Regular board meeting Tuesday, March 20th at 6 p.m. Personnel committee, none. San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance meeting, February 28th. At what time?
5.
I don't have a time on here. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. I believe it's 5 o'clock.
City Hall?
City Hall.
Okay.
Banning City Hall.
May I make a motion when you adjourn the meeting?
I second that motion.
I third.
You're going to have to be here next meeting.
Sounds like they
want to
go home.
What's that?
You got a couple of batteries. Don't forget your other battery.
Right.
Do you want me to roll call?
I.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
We're going to make a vision?
Right. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Well, aye.
Director Davis?
No.
Director Lee?
Really?
I. Wait,
do you have to sign that or does Calvin sign that?